The Underplayed Podcast. It's 100% clean, but it might give you earworms. Yeah!
Welcome
to the Underplayed Serenade Podcast.
That was five words, but that
works. Five words.
Five well words. Done. I guess we have to tack on the serenade part, because like we rebranded a little while back. Even though the Underplayed sounds better. Not sounds better, but it has less syllables.
It sounds more lazy. Informal, which yeah. is what we are.
I think we're quite formal.
No, we're not formal.
Quite formal, aren't we?
Formal.
Anyways, so we have another episode for you once again.
Two delightful artists.
Yes.
Three delightful hosts and another delightful host.
Yes.
A guest host.
Yes. Introduce the guest host.
She is a returning guest host because she has hosted with us before. This is my daughter, Jenna.
Hi.
Oh, she's so quiet.
I'm sorry.
There you go. Yeah,
there we go.
Hello.
There she is.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I finally used the soundboard appropriately.
Right. Yeah. You got to work on that.
Okay. All right,
and then that was inappropriately. Anyways. So we have two delightful artists.
But I got a little bit of news first.
Oh, so, yes. Yeah, I love news.
Well, we do news. It's just updates on artists that we've already covered.
Correct.
Releasing new albums and things like that. So the State Cows released a new song. This was back in November called I Can't Figure Out This Love. You can check it out at statecows.com for a fresh take on their amazing sound.
Yay, I love them.
Yeah, Tracy's excited. Since then, there's actually been another that I got the email just a couple days ago. So there's been two new ones, actually. David Ryan Harris, finally. Remember when we did him? Mm-hmm. We were like, when's he going to do an album? Well, he
guy
did.
With the three first names.
Yes, David Ryan Harris. It's called Made in America, but it's spelled M-A-I-D-E-N America.
Oh.
And that also came out back in November.
November was a hot month.
I listened to a little bit of that. It's very good. It's worth listening to. And then Nicole Atkins released Sweetest Sensation in December, which was sort of her contribution to the holiday season. And then back in September, Theo Katzman did a live album called Live from the Other Side, which he recorded in London.
Cool.
London.
Yeah. That's cool. That was pretty good.
And we will drop those links in the show notes so you can go over there and check out these beautiful Underplayed alumni.
Should I not mention Cowboy Malfoy also? I don't know when since we did the last
one. Oh, my bad.
Yes. Cowboy Malfoy released a new single called Rockabye not long after we did his podcast. Yeah. It was just like weeks after that. So that's all that's been happening.
And then you can go check out those artists in the show notes. Check out our beautiful Underplayed alumni.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Gotta stop that.
Because you went, huh, and she went, huh, like that.
So we're going to dive right into our first artist. His name
is Dustin Thomas.
Woo. Dustin, he's got big hair. He's always smiling. I've watched a lot of his videos, a lot of his live performances, a lot of love in his songwriting. He calls himself a singer-songwriter. He works the road from New York to Hawaii. It's very, very catchy type stuff. It's stuff that I have a very specific time when I listen to it, which we'll get into later. He talks about contemporary issues, historical references to modern day stories.
He's a thinker.
Yes, he is a thinker.
He is a thinker, y'all.
He explores the complexities of proletariat life, which means...
Which we had to look up.
We had to look up. It's a working man, the working life, and ponders the nature of human connections, both spiritual and intimate. I mean, his music is very straightforward. I think you guys are going to like it.
And you've been listening to him for many years.
Yeah, since 2013.
Yep. Yeah.
So
he's not new. He's just...
Underplayed.
Underplayed.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
Amen.
And if you look, he's got lots of fans, lots of followers. I mean, a lot of people really like him. So here's the song we're doing is called Lionsgate. So we're going to just hop right into this. We'll be back in just a minute.
She says waterfalls make her feel like debating driving to the river tonight. Cause the city's feeling dry. She knows those old oak trees do the soul so sweet. Her and her sisters, they're gonna wash it all clean in Seattle. We went driving on the Lionsgate. If your card in an uphill battle. Well, I'll be the one who wins.
Well, that was the first part.
I like that.
Verse, chorus, maybe.
Verse, chorus.
Yeah, I think.
I wish y'all could have seen Jenna's face, because Jenna hasn't heard. We've all heard the music.
Yeah,
Jenna hasn't heard it, and she made that face. She went, ooh, like that.
I want to say I really like the tonal quality of his voice. Like,
isn't it great?
It's like, I don't know. It sounds like he's really close to the mic, but it's not like a bad thing, yeah, in my opinion. Like, he sounds like he's like right here, you know? It really brings out the tone in his voice, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was the first thing that attracted me to his music, was I heard his voice, and I'm like, that's one of those, like, not very many in a lifetime voices, like people who just have that quality to their voice.
He's very earthy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very earthy. His voice tone is earthy. His style, the music style, all of it.
He's certified organic.
Yes.
It sounds like lo-fi beats. Do y'all know what that is?
Yeah.
It does.
It does. The drums is what I think gives it that quality. It's very lo-fi, very chill. And that's another thing I wanted to say too, was the fact of, like, it's very simple production. You know, you have like a guitar. There's no bass.
Yep. Just there's a simple drum machine.
A drum machine, which is the lo-fi type drums. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then just like a, you know, just a little acoustic guitar. He's playing like two strings, you know.
Yep.
Oh, it kind of sounds like a harp to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just high up on a...
It could be a harp. Know. Who knows?
I don't know.
A
guitar.
I don't think
I've ever seen him with a harp.
Hey, you never know. He might pull out a harp.
No, but don't let the simpleness of that guitar part fool you, because he is an amazing... Listen to some of his other songs.
He's very good, yes.
He's chosen
his
to be simple on this one.
His guitar stuff is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Keep that in.
All right, so let's finish out this song, and you know, you guys feel free to comment as we go, and I'm not going to pause it again, but here's the rest of the song.
When you open your mind, there's a lion inside. When you open the gates, there's a lion that waits with all of your ancestors waiting in line. You'll get it in time. Fortune favors the brave. Don't let it go to waste. At the lion's gate.
That's so pretty.
That is pretty.
He says the city lights make him feel like dynamite. There's something magic in the highways at night. He's been dreaming of columns of white from a long forgotten time. And at the architect's feet where the ancients sleep, my brother Lucas said, forgiveness will set you free. In Seattle, we went driving, but the lion's gate. If you're caught in an uphill battle, well, I'll be the one who waits. When you open your mind, there's a lion inside. When you open the
his voice, he's got such control over his intonation.
That bass kicked in finally.
There's also a higher thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Don't let it go to waste. Don't let it go to waste. At the lion's gate. Don't let it go to waste. At the lion's gate.
Very pretty.
Booyah.
Yep. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, about the production, like, super satisfying. It's very earthy. Mm-hmm. Like, not only is his voice earthy, but the production supports that earthy quality mm-hmm. to his voice. So,
yeah. But it still manages to sound modern. Like, you know, yes, you know it came out recently.
For sure. And I also wanted to point out, like, I really like that pitched vocal at the end, like the really high vocal that you hear at the end of that little, I guess, like a hook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people nowadays, those chill kind of songs, a lot of my playlist is like chill mm-hmm. music like that. So I can see how this is a good one.
And that's kind of his style. The music is very relaxed and laid back, very calming, mm-hmm. soothing. His words are not always super mm-hmm. calming and soothing, because he definitely has a very strong viewpoint. Sometimes they're very political and definitely speaks his mind about issues, you know, societal issues and things like that. The style of it is very calming. It's very much a chill sound and vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be good beach music. It'd be good if I were doing something artistic like drawing or painting mm-hmm.
or just mm-hmm. driving. Roll the windows down, and driving.
So we often try to talk about what the lyrics mean. First of all, I'm not really even going to try. Most of the information I got from him, I got from his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an incredibly prolific writer on Instagram. He writes these posts that are, I don't even know the right word. They're very deep, very thoughtful, very intelligent and well-spoken and well-written and
ineffable.
Great word.
Big word.
Yeah.
That's an SAT four word syllables. Right there.
Boom.
That is an SAT word.
Anyway, sorry.
Working on that. Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure what all this song really was meant to convey. I do know this. In the song, he says, in Seattle, we went driving at the Lion's Gate. So in Vancouver, which is just north of Seattle, there is a bridge called the Lion's Gate Bridge. Kind of seems like my assumption is, maybe he took a trip. He talked about his brother, talked about his sisters. I don't know how literal. He does a lot of
metaphor.
A lot.
Yeah.
And
he's using stories from his life.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
He paints a picture for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He uses lots of imagery, which is very nice.
Yep.
Yep. He's currently, I guess, residing in Minneapolis, and he's preparing for a summer tour across the United States. So y'all get out to Bandcamp, which I feel like is his main place, but wherever you get your music, do it.
Awesome. Look, this guy travels like crazy. Lucky. If you're interested in Dustin Thomas, you really need to go to his Instagram. The pictures, the posts, a lot of it is of his travels. He has pictures of him in front of the pyramids, all kinds of places all over the world, classical paintings and things like that. Mm. Really neat.
You can also find him on Spotify and Apple Music and everywhere else, which we can link in the
show
notes.
I found him.
Even his Spotify, you know, for an artist, you can see pictures that the artists have posted for their Spotify. Right. And they're just like at the pyramids, like the pyramid, you know, it's awesome.
It seems like he's very active in all of his like outward online presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like he
participates.
His Spotify bio is international man of mystery. Envision the highest outcome.
Interesting.
It's very simple words, but a lot to unpack
like
there.
Mm-hmm. He seems very artsy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And a deep thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Very
deep
much so.
Thinker.
Mm-hmm. They tend to be that way.
Check them out. We'll put the goodies in the show notes as usual.
As we do every episode, well, sometimes we try to, we have a second artist very nicely prepared for you to ingest.
With your ears.
With your ears. They'll be weird. Bill Wirtz.
Yeah.
I had to say it singy-songy because he is a singy-songy person.
Yes, he is.
That's how I wanted to describe him.
I love that.
Very singy-songy. And so this guy is not your conventional artist, okay? And I'm the one who brought this guy to our team here. Team, group, whatever. You're nice hosts.
We're your bros.
Your bros. I brought it to your bros. He is very creative. His music is not like anything else you'll really find on the interwebs.
You have not heard anything like this before, and you will not ever hear
again.
Hard to peg him in a genre.
Yeah,
right?
No, he falls into something like a jazz fusion.
Like a jazzy.
Kind of poppy at times. Mm-hmm. Like his hooks can be very infectious. Can be
but
very catchy.
Very uplifting, happy.
Oh yeah, that's another important thing.
Yeah, light. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of his lyrical content, which we'll get into, but it speaks for itself.
And he's an amazing musician. Like
yes.
Yeah.
He plays a lot of his instruments.
Creates his own animations for all his videos. Yes. So, if you check him out, definitely at least get on YouTube and watch some of those because they're pretty good.
And his main audience, I think, is on YouTube. This guy had a viral video on YouTube, which was not technically a musical piece. It was a 30-minute video called History of the Entire World, I guess.
Yep.
Interesting.
Which has, I mean, upwards of 30 million views on YouTube. Mm. I've seen this video a few times. It's a very funny video. It explains the history of the entire world, I guess. It's kind of like a podcast format where he like sings some of it with like harmonies.
Oh, okay.
He sings the history of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You'd be surprised how well he can pull it off. Oh, and cool. that's how he blew up. He also made a history of Japan. It's a slightly smaller and lesser known video. But anyway, I've done enough talking.
And so then he started writing songs.
Well, so he did songs before he made that video. It's just this video blew him up. Like,
gotcha.
He got really big. YouTube really pushed his video to everyone. Mm-hmm. And so I found him through that video. I'm sure a lot of other people found him through that video. But that's all overplayed stuff. We're here to bring you a underplayed song from him. Not many people know of, especially not his audience that saw some of his bigger songs / bigger videos. And so, yeah, if you want to check him out, go to YouTube. Like, he has these animations that perfectly encapsulate what the song sounds like. It's a perfect experience that he creates. Cool.
Yep.
Well, let's hear it.
So this song is called I Like to Wear Soft Clothing. That's the short title. The long title is I Like to Wear Soft Clothing because it makes me feel rough in comparison.
Yeah.
What a title.
I love it.
Yep.
Roll it.
All right, here we go.
I like to wear soft clothing because it makes me feel like I'm rough in comparison.
I don't know where to pause this one.
Can I just say, this is a Tim song for some reason.
I do love it.
It is. And that's. I think it's a little surprising that I brought it forward and he didn't.
But, yeah.
But anyway, yes. Yeah, so that's our first, I guess, verse and chorus, if you want to call it that.
I can't tell.
He is not conventional. His songs are not, they are not a verse, chorus, bridge, verse, chorus. Yeah.
In every way, it's a little unconventional, but that's what makes him unique, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess thoughts so far, everybody.
He's got a lovely tenor voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very
easy to listen to.
And like the harmonies, I want to say, like, so surprisingly, he has some pretty cool harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like in other songs too, you can really tell. But in this one, he has some nice like harmonies in the background, you know.
Well, and his style is interesting because like his words kind of ramble, his melody kind of rambles along, you know. It's
in a very jazzy way.
Yeah, very much in a jazzy way.
And you know what? He brings jazz to the people that love jazz. You know, you have pop, you have the same stuff everybody listens to, but he brings good music to the genre that he is in.
Well, and to people who might not normally listen to it, too, you know, because his YouTube videos reach a broader audience, and so they get to hear a different style.
For sure, yeah.
And also, you remember, like, I mean, I'm sure they still do it in jazz, but, like, the jazz where the singer's just singing over it, not saying any words.
Oh, yeah.
Just improv.
Scat.
Yeah. Well, he's fixed that problem by actually creating words.
That's fantastic.
And a meter to sing those words in that's jazzy. I love that.
Yes.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's keep listening.
I listen to soft music because it makes me want to start a war against angrier music.
That's my favorite lyric.
Be a losing medal for losers. Wait, no, stop the show. Turn the lights on the front row. Is that you on the stage? It's the first show. Show will not be late. I know that the show
the number of pages it has, yeah.
I love
he
that.
He walks with
cat. I love that.
I'm a fool, like a fool, I'm foolish. Like a fool, I get fooled when something cool is on the music. Turn on the news. I get turned on by the news. Cause the news gets more news. Whenever there's cool news. You're quiet, sing it too loud, then nobody likes it. Stage, don't be cruel on stage. It's the fourth show of the day. The first three went away. I know that the show has changed. Till the next note of the tune, we'll sing it out like a new pair of shoes. I'll run to you. Untouchable, especially when it's juxtaposed. Clothes of different roughnesses.
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
He seems like a very happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah,
seems that way. So many comments I have. Yeah. Like,
I need
his,
a notepad.
His masterful use of the stereo field. He's got the. It's fun to listen to. It's like
ear candy.
Yes, yeah.
For sure.
I noticed this time, and we've listened to it a couple times, I hadn't noticed before the jazz piano under there. He's playing that. I was looking it up. He's playing the piano, as far as I can see, and it was very cool.
There's a couple little 4 or 5 note guitar solos, like, and it sounds great. And they, I guess, randomly placed, like, arpeggios. They'll just go for a little bit and then stop.
I liked the line early on when he says, I write soft music to counteract the angry music.
Yes, that's my favorite
like
line.
That one.
Yeah.
Encompasses
angrier music.
Whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just so much to say about this song in particular and just this guy. He is not conventional, like we said. I love, like, especially at the end here, he has like these little twinkly bits and these like little synths that, like you said, really utilize the stereo field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear something in this ear over here and then this ear, and this sounds great, and it's, I mean, very...
Or, like, suddenly the music changes, and you'll have a vocal move over into the right-hand speaker, you know, just, like, as part of that change.
The chord progression itself, it's, I mean, it's kind of hard to follow at times, but I really like that, honestly. I really like how you can't really predict what's going to come next. And, I mean, that's with a lot of jazz, but specifically this sort of music. I love it. It's great.
So, the lyrics... This is kind of the episode of lyrics. I put it in AI because, like, really, the song's about soft clothing. Okay. But I really love what the AI came up with. It's smart. It says, I like to wear soft clothing, suggests that the singer finds comfort and a sense of protection in soft clothing. Even though it might make them feel like they are rough in comparison to something else, like it makes him feel like he's rough. Mm-hmm. So he says that. He says, it makes me feel like I'm rough in comparison. So the singer's saying that he feels like he's rough, perhaps his emotions or the world around him, things like that. I don't have to wear a helmet because my clothes protect me.
My soft clothes protect
me.
Honestly, if you just get a big sweater, pretty much feels
right.
That way.
Then this is why we wear.
I was gonna say, who doesn't know that feeling? Like,
yes,
when something comforting and soft,
yes,
just feels good.
It's like it's a source of emotional safety, right?
The whole world can relate to this song.
Yes.
Yep. So I loved the AI. I will say he had a quote that I thought was really great about his songwriting. He said, "It's a good songwriting technique to write about something bad with a good sounding melody. Because if you can get people to feel good about something bad, then you're bulletproof in life."
That's true.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That is quite cool.
So we looked at another one of his songs, an older song, less underplayed, a little more well known. Mount St. Helens is gonna blow up. And it's an interesting song.
We can do a little bit of that.
It really showcases his, I want to say, versatility and just like what he does.
We'll check out a little section of that as well here.
Mount St. Helens is about to blow up, and it's going to be a fine, swell day. Everything's going to fall down to the ground and turn gray. All of my friends, family, and animals probably going to run away. But me, I'm feeling curious, so I think I just might stay.
Yeah, so anyway, you see, he talks about definitely some catastrophes, yeah, but in the happiest way possible.
Yes. Yes.
And I think it's very indicative of what his music does, that, like, Jenna hasn't heard any of these, and every time it starts to play, she just starts giggling.
I know.
And it's true, it just makes you want to, yeah, giggle and laugh, and it's interesting.
Well,
it's
definitely also something, I've never heard a song like this before, you know, like,
yeah,
with that kind of meaning, those titles like that, and
yeah,
something.
Well, they're silly, you know? but it's such good music.
It is.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You can only get away with that, with the silliness and the real lightheartedness, if you have great music to ground you.
You got to have the talent to back, mm-hmm, it up.
No, yeah, musical. He is seriously a great artist.
Yes.
Yeah. In both ways. Like, he plays his instruments. I'm pretty sure he mixes his music himself. He does all the production for it. And then he animates his own freaking videos. Like, that's awesome, yes, you know?
Yeah. Let's make sure we talk about that.
Yes. I said this when I was introducing him, but if you're going to listen to his music, you have to watch the video if you can. Go to YouTube, search up Bill Wirtz, just click on a video.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter which one.
Yeah, because all his music, it's not that it sounds the same. It all has a style, but it's all so unique at the same time.
Yep.
Like, I mean, you just heard Mount St. Helens and then Soft Clothes. You can hear the style. You can hear his style. Mm-hmm. It shines through in both of these tracks, but they're different.
Right. Well, we're going to, as usual, we will put all of Bill Wirtz's goodies as far as links and whatnot in the show notes so that y'all can go check them out. I highly recommend you check them out. Such fun music.
Such fun. And that's a wrap for today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. If you want to keep up with our future episodes, be sure to hit that follow or subscribe button on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you really liked what you heard today, we'd appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate and review our show. Your feedback helps us improve and reach more people like you.
5 stars, please.
Also, don't forget to follow us on social media for updates on upcoming episodes. You can find us on Instagram, the.underplayed, and Facebook on facebook.com/theunderplayed. And if you have any ideas for future episodes or just want to say hi, you can always reach out to us at hello@theunderplayed.com. And we have a website. You can go to theunderplayed.com. Good stuff there.
Come tell us, yeah, hello.
Yeah, come say hi to us. And we'll see you again very soon with some exciting new artists.
Some new, some not so new.
This is true. All right. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.